Good day. I'm Anne Jui, James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Friday, July 20. Coming up, Prime Minister encourages disaster first response training, Court of Appeal expansion on track, and TAP 1000 initiative to double participant intake next year. The news in detail after the break.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is recommending that community members be trained as disaster first responders. Addressing the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development Governance Conference in Montego Bay recently, Mr. Holness also challenged the island's municipal corporations to train their staff in disaster management. Mr. Holness, who is also chairman of the National Disaster Risk Management Council, says this will help the country to be better prepared to deal with the frequency and intensity of disasters, which can destabilize the economy.
No matter how the government puts out its national campaign, the power of the councillor sitting down with his voters and explaining to them the dangers that they face and having locally structured programs to facilitate their movement, there is nothing more powerful than that, and that is truly local governance.
The Local Government Conference, which ended on Thursday, is a precursor to the Regional Conference on Disaster Management and Risk Reduction to be held in July 2020. The expansion of the Court of Appeal building on King Street in downtown Kingston is progressing well. That's the word from Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. In April, Minister Chuck signed an $846 million contract to undertake the project, which will see the addition of three new courtrooms, 13 judges' chambers, and two lounges. Minister Chuck says additional work is to be done on the front of the Court of Appeal building, as well as the areas to house the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions.
We are on stream. We expect to tour that facility again August the 9th to see how much progress has been made, because I've informed the contractor that on that date I intend to do an assessment as to when we will hand over the courts and the chambers to the President of the Court of Appeal.
Minister Chuck was speaking at the recent quarterly press briefing at the Ministry's Constant Spring Road offices in St. Andrew. The intake of participants to the Technology Advancement Program TAP 1000 is set to double next year in a bid to reach more unattached youth. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the announcement earlier this week, outlining that 2,000 participants are to be accepted.
We are training young people, giving them employment, work experience at the same time, but we are also utilizing their services to do digitization, data collection. In fact, we have gotten quite a number of requests from private sector entities wanting to utilize the services of these participants.
The minister was speaking at the STEM Experimental Education XSEED workshop at the Excelsior Community College in Kingston recently. Spearheaded by the Universal Service Fund, TAP targets young people 80 to 35 years old, providing them with training in information and communications technology, ICT, and job readiness skills. And chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says this year's observance of Trafficking in Persons Tip Week will focus on helping victims of the crime. The week of activities will kick off Sunday, July 22, with a church service at the Providence Methodist Church in St. Andrew. On July 25 and 26, NATFATIP will host an inaugural international conference highlighting various aspects of human trafficking at the Amelia Bracco Village Hotel in Trelawney under the theme From Victim to Survivor, The Hard Road to Recovery. Among the objectives of the conference is to develop an outcome document setting out a collective strategy in the fight against trafficking in persons and promote the sustainability of partnerships to effectively combat the offense.
We hope that the attention and public discourse that will emanate from the week's activities will continue to raise awareness about the plight of victims and why it is necessary for not just a whole of government, but a whole of country response.
Mrs. Palmer says even though Tip Week officially ends on July 28, its observance will be extended to July 30, recognized worldwide as World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.